And on the line now, I have Dave Bourne from the Fingal Film Festival. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm grand. Thank you for taking the call. You're the creative director of the Fingal Film Festival. Is that correct?
So they tell me.
for your sins, for your sins. Okay, just tell us a little bit about the history of the Fingal Film Festival. How long has it been going on?
The first festival took place in 2012, so this is its fourth year in operation. We started in 2012 and we ran out in Blanchardstown in the what's now the Odeon, it used to be UCI Cinema in Blanche, and last year then we moved it over to Movies at Swords and we have it running there again this year.
Okay, and I tell it, is it a big festival? I just really...
Yeah, I mean, it's not a Galway film flat, you know, but it's an independent film festival that screens about 50 to 60 films over 3 days with workshops and directing, acting, cinematography, sound design, animation. And that kind of, we have an awards night and we have an opening film that we screen that generally is screened with the festival a week or so before it goes on national release, so we have one of those films every year. And yeah, it's a busy 3 days, but it's not it's an independent film festival for emerging filmmakers, so it's a busy 3 days, but by no means is it off the scale of Galway Film Flat.
Okay, the award ceremony is in September in the Radisson Blue Hotel up there. Just tell us a bit about the categories.
Okay, so you've got different categories. So you've best short film, best feature film, you've best documentary, you've best international film, best student film, best Fingal newcomer, best animation, best Irish language. So you've 8 categories in total, and so there's everybody gets a kind of a shot in their chosen genre.
And you mentioned there the Fingal newcomer. Is that for a film? It's a media award. Is that for an actual film?
Yeah. So you might have a new person for Fingal that has made their first film. It can be a documentary. It can be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be film, but they can be a writer, a new writer. They can be a new director, a new producer. So. It's something to celebrate new talent emerging in the Fingal area, because that's kind of the geographical area in which we base ourselves.
All right, and you also mentioned the best international film. Where would the international films be coming in from?
We get films from all over the world. So, I mean, films from Israel, Australia, America, and then throughout Europe, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Germany. So we get films from all over the world. last year's best international film was Israeli, that picked up the award. So yeah, I mean, we have massive kind of publicity, online publicity throughout all the film networks around the world, and we get a massive amount of submissions in through that.
Yeah, do you invite submissions, or is it just through the media?
No, we invite submissions. We launched the submission category, January. It's closing on the 30th of June. So we through the media, through press releases and stuff, we tell people that the festival is accepting submissions, and they send them in volumes.
So there are still a few days left if people want to submit a film. How would they go about doing that, Dave?
Yeah, they just log on to the website, fingalfilmfest.com. There's a tab there for submissions. They just fill in the form and they can either send us a link to their film, they can send us in a hard copy of their film, or they can upload it onto Vimeo, YouTube, and just send us the links. As I say, it's a pretty straightforward procedure, but once they go onto the website, everything in terms of submissions is there on the submission tab.
Now, you said these are going to be screened again this year at Movies at Swords. Is that correct?
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
Can anybody go and watch these films, or is it invite only?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's open to the public. So, you know, whilst we spend the first half of the year promoting, you know, the submission and asking people to submit. We spend from kind of now June up until September promoting the festival in terms of supporting screenings and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, it's open to the public, anybody who wants to come and just watch some good films. You know, you don't have to be involved in the festival, you don't have to even have an interest in how films are made. If you just want to watch a good film, then you just come in, buy a ticket, and then you go.
Okay, how long does the festival go on for? I take it it's a few days.
Yes, 3 days in total. 3 days in total, from kind of early morning till late at night. The workshops run parallel to the actual screenings themselves.
Okay, and would the films be shown in just one cinema, or is it a couple of cinemas?
No, it's one screen, so okay. If you have, you know, you might have an hour and a half of a short film, a documentary, a short documentary, an animation, so each category is built into one block screening, and so anybody who comes to, say, a half one screening will see about four or five short films.
What sort of process is there in picking winners, for instance?
Right, well, there's a couple of stages. So when the films come in, there's a panel of about 10 people sit and they screen, they watch everything. Then that's whittled down to a shortlist. And then what happens with that shortlist is goes to another panel, and then they select the schedule. And then when it comes to the selecting the winners, we have a list of industry people who would be listed on the website, such as Kieran Tanham, Aisling Walsh, you know, there's a list of them there on the website, and basically all the chosen categories go to these people, and then they pick their favourite in terms of what they want to put forward for an award, and then we look at the common denominator across all of the judges, and then that's how the winner is actually chosen.
And are there prizes for the winners of these films, or are there prizes just for some of them?
No, there's prizes. It depends. So, say the Irish language one would pick up maybe a €500 award with their film being broadcast on TG4. Another, say the short film award, would pick up a voucher from Film Equipment Ireland on their next project for equipment rental. And it just depends. Not all the sponsorship is finalised yet, but we always work towards giving a value, be it monetary or an in-kind value, to anybody who picks up an award. But that's all down to the level of sponsorship that we receive.
And your sponsors aren't all in yet, is that what you said?
No, I mean, basically, you know, kind of early August is kind of when everything is signed off. So that's somebody else's department, I'm afraid.
So it's fingalfilmfest.com if anybody wants to submit a film. Is there anything else now you'd like to add, Dave?
No, just, I mean, if any of your listeners have something, or they're at the end of their editing on a project, if they want to get it into us, just give us a shout. If anybody of your listeners are interested in actually participating in the festival or getting involved, kind of volunteering for the festival, feel free to give us a shout. And apart from that, if you're just interested in coming along and participating in the event, either in the workshops or going to see some of the screenings, you know, just keep an eye on the website, and information will be rolled out there now over the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, and it's all happening on the 25th to the 27th of September. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, Dave, listen, thank you very much for taking the call this morning. It all sounds very interesting, and the best of luck in September.
Thanks a million.
Thank you for taking the call, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Matty. Take care.